Live from Studio G, right here in the heart of America. I'm Steve Greer, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom. God bless America. Thank you for being here. I'm going to be ruthlessly and brutally honest, right? Ruthlessly honest. Whatever. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Republicans want more transparency from Governor Whitmer. Is entering the sixth Sunshine Week. Yeah, good luck with that. Number two, Republicans calling on the House Education Committee to consider a school safety package of bills after the committee hosted a meeting Monday on the topic of school mental health services, but the Republican bills for school safety being ignored. And number three, the Michigan Republican Party announces reopening of Lansing headquarters. Still doesn't have control of the party website. Good luck with that, Pete. Judge Rossi's order granting the plaintiff's motion for preliminary injunction on June 10th forbids Christina Caramo and anyone acting on her behalf from conducting any business in the name of the Michigan Republican State Committee or the Michigan Republican Party. You know, it seems like I'm missing part of that story again. To look at that again, I feel like there's part of that is missing in the print, which is weird, but it happens apparently. Yeah. It is missing. How about we start this again? In a recent development, Michigan Republican Party Chair Pete Hoekstra announced plans to reopen the party's Lansing headquarters in the coming weeks. The decision comes after an Ingham County judge dismissed a lawsuit by former party chair Christina Caramo against the trust that owns the building and the bank that's provided loans to the party. Following a ruling February 27th by a Kent County judge that upheld Caramo's removal as chair, at a January 6th meeting, Pete Hoekstra, endorsed by both the Republican National Committee and former President Trump, assumed leadership at a subsequent state committee meeting January the 20th. Caramo closed that headquarters in Lansing back in February of 23 as a decision to, to save money. And while Hoekstra expressed the intention to move back into the building, he clarified that the party might not immediately occupy the space due to factors such as the ongoing rebuilding phase and the increasing trend of remote work. Party's new general counsel, Mike Bishop, a former congressman and state Senate majority leader, successfully sought the dismissal of Caramo's lawsuit by asserting that she was wrongfully removed as chair. Lawfully removed as chair. Regarding financial matters, Hoekstra revealed that he has gained access to the state's party bank accounts from the prior administration. However, the overall debt and financial situation is still under assessment. There are questions, says Hoekstra, surrounding the $263,000 in federal funds sent by the National Republican Congressional Committee to support congressional races with the uncertainty. Yeah. Caramo maintains that all expenditures were lawful and approved by the party's budget committee. She's currently working on an appeal against the judge's ruling. Look. Excuse me. She's currently working on an appeal against the judge's ruling, emphasizing that the party has reverted to the status quo of being run by big donors rather than grassroots efforts. Newsflash, you need big donors to do big races and big campaigns. Grassroots, you got to have them. But you've got to have the money from big donors, mega donors. How do you think the Democrats get all of their money? Big donors. In the meantime, Pete Hoekstra has not gained control of the party's official website, MIGOP.org, and has been running under another website at MichiganRepublicanParty.com. Additionally, no official communications from the original MIGOP email account have been sent out since February the 27th. In Judge Rossi's order granting the plaintiff's motion for preliminary injunction June 10th, it forbids Caramo or anyone acting on her behalf from conducting any business in the name of the Michigan Republican State Committee or Michigan Republican Party. The order also stops them from engaging in communication, including social media, that purports to be issued on behalf of the GOP of Michigan. However, the injunction doesn't specifically order Caramo or her representative to turn over access to the website or the email account, although that would be, you would think that's pretty obvious. Hoekstra says the previous Caramo administration on some of this. They're not making it easy or being very responsive. However, Attorney Bishop expects to have control of the website by the end of the week. Michigan News Source has reached out several times to Caramo and the former communications email account about the matter and whether she intends to turn over control of the website and email to Pete Hoekstra. No comments returned. Meanwhile, Meanwhile, the Caramo faction of the party still at odds with Hoekstra and his management of the MIGOP. First Congressional District Republican Chair Dare Rendon sent out an email Sunday, March 10th, to co-chair Melinda Pago and others, including state committee members, county GOP chairs, and the press. In her statement, Rendon accuses Hoekstra, among other things, of not providing requested information to state committee members. She says, quote, over and over, the Hoekstra administration has skewed the bylaws to their favor and ignored the rules when it does not favor their agenda. They've disenfranchised over half of the delegates in our congressional district by refusing to credential delegates properly sent to the only secretary of MRP, that being the Michigan Republican Party, of course. Rendon, referring to the approximately 200 delegates from 25 Michigan counties who were excluded from Hoekstra's MIGOP convention in Grand Rapids at the end of February after they missed a deadline to submit their delegate list and register for the event. Rendon also says in her statement, they, being Hoekstra's Republican Party, have demonstrated the same actions that Caramo was accused of. It's becoming evident to me and to many others that the Hoekstra-Pago administration has no intention of including all district, counties, or delegates in its communications and efforts to carry out the mission of the Michigan Republican Party. Here's the advice that I gave then and I'll give now. It's time for Pete Hoekstra and Christina Caramo to sit down and work this out. This election is too important for your egos and pettiness to prevent Michigan from being a key player in the outcome of the presidential election. We're also going to have key ballot initiatives that could affect property taxes and local control, two different things. Property taxes could be eliminated under one proposal being worked on. And local control of solar and wind farms could be returned to local control under another ballot initiative, taking it away from Gretchen Whitmer and her cronies in Lansing. So this is an important election year. Stop playing games. Please, stop playing games. It's time to get together. These two sides need to meet. Then they need to meet now. It's too critical of a time for us to play games and not get this figured out. All right? Too critical of a time for us to play games and not get this figured out with so much at stake this year. That's for sure. By the way, want you to be healthy for whatever happens this year. Take your vitamins, Healthy Cell or American-made vitamins, microgel formula. You want to have these in your cabinet. It's what I and Ivy take every day. Healthy Cell vitamins, essential part of my good health. No matter what you're looking for, the American-made vitamins have a formula for you. Focus and Recall, designed to keep your mind sharp. The Immune Boost, to keep you in top shape to battle cold and flu season. A bioactive multivitamin to keep you going in your active life. Heart and vascular health formula. And Calm Mood, just to keep you mellow. Calm Mood. Take a look right now at HealthyCell.com. Find the right formula for your life. Check out HealthyCell.com. Save 20%. Use the promo code Gruber. Save 20%. HealthyCell.com. That's right. I'm trying to help you out. Still to come, Ron Rademacher. Come on down. You're the next contestant here on the Steve Gruber Show. He'll be here. He's lost on a back road somewhere. We're going to rescue old Ronnie between now and 3 minutes from now. I'll be right back.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9255. 800-333-9440.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.